We might have found the $25,000 man, he said. We don't need to talk about it now.
You've just told me you found the man you think my husband paid to have me killed, she said. I need to talk about that. Who is he? Can you connect him to a payoff?
He's the girlfriend's brother, a porn actor by the name of Donnie Bergen.
He hesitated, took a deep breath, let it out.
Carrie, your husband is into some pretty ugly stuff.
I know, she said softly. I came across some of it on his computer last night. It made me sick. I don't know who he is, she said, shaking her head. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Kovac said. I shouldn't have brought it up. You don't need anything more on your mind tonight. You need to get some rest. I just came in to make sure you're okay before I go.
You have to go? Carrie asked him, feeling a little panicked at the thought. She didn't want to be alone with the memories of the things that had happened. Kovac looked at her, tipping his head a little to one side.
You want me to stay?
The idea seemed to surprise him.
I'll stay. I'll stay as long as you want.
He sat on the edge of the bed, settling in. Carrie looked away, embarrassed now that she'd said anything. I know this will sound stupid, she said. I mean, I know I'm safe and that Lucy is safe, but...
Kovac reached out and pressed a finger to her lips. It's all right. I know. You feel like something bad could happen at any second. You're ready to jump out of your skin. That's normal.
I told you, I don't make a very good victim, she said. I don't know what to do.
There's no handbook, Kovac said. You have to feel what you feel, and it takes as long as it takes.
That's scary, she admitted, then changed direction out of self-preservation. What happened to Dahl? Is he dead?
Yeah. Stan Dempsey's last act. He shot and killed Carl Dahl. When I heard the shot, I thought he was shooting at you, but he shot Dahl. Made sure he'll never escape justice again.
And Kenny Scott? Dempsey told me he would do to me what he did to Kenny. What did he do? Is Kenny dead?
No, Kovac said. Dempsey roughed him up, tied him in a chair, and branded the word guilty across his forehead with a wood-burning tool.
He rattled that off so matter-of-factly, as if it were something he saw every day of the week.
Of course, he'd seen far worse than that.
So had she. He told me he wouldn't have killed me, she said softly. Dempsey, after I... He said to me, you killed me, I wouldn't have killed you.
Kovac put a big hand over hers. You couldn't have known that, Carrie. You were in fear for your life. You did what you had to do to save yourself. For all you knew, Dempsey was going to take you back to his nest and torture you the way Marlene Haas was tortured. I'd lay odds that's what he had planned for Dahl. He had a whole duffel bag full of stuff, a hacksaw, an electric knife, hammers, a meat fork, knives. He had all that with him for a reason.
Carrie looked down at his hand on hers. Having just that much connection made her feel calmer. Have you ever had to kill anyone? She asked.
Once, he said. I didn't want to, but I didn't have a choice. Neither did you.
Somehow, that didn't make her feel any better.